There was only one picture that Matt had not been able to examine surreptitiously. He had spotted paintings of ancient Egypt, photographs of the pyramid they were in being cleared of creepers and jungle plants, and a map of the world with dots on it to represent ancient sites, or maybe Harper's offices. But he had not turned to look immediately behind him, and Matt knew there was a picture there. He had glanced at it on his way in. He twisted in his chair in an effort to see it without attracting attention. He failed dismally. Harper saw at once what he was doing and called down the table, "That is Lieutenant Colonel Percy Fawcett." Matt didn't bother trying to pretend he hadn't been looking. He twisted round properly in the chair to look at the picture. It was a black and white photograph of a man in a heavy coat and fur hat. He had a dark beard and eyebrows that spiked up at the ends. A pipe was clamped in his mouth, and his hands were thrust into his coat pockets. "So who was he?" Matt wondered. "He was an explorer," Venture said. "He disappeared somewhere along the border between Brazil and Bolivia, or so it's thought, in 1925. Am I right?" From his tone, he knew he was.
"Indeed," Harper agreed. "He was following in the footsteps of other lost explorers. He found an account of an 18th century Portuguese expedition that claimed to have discovered a lost city in the jungle."
"He was searching for a lost city," Matt said. Harper laughed.
"For a lost civilization. He thought the survivors of some ancient cataclysm were scattered across the world and had, perhaps, passed on some of their knowledge."
"It's a mystery, for example," Robin said, "how the ancient Egyptians transformed themselves from groups of warring factions into a kingdom with such technology and learning in such a short space of time. There's no evidence for the evolution of the hieroglyphic language. It just appears, fully defined. Maybe it evolved somewhere else. Maybe they had help."
"And the Mayans, too," Harper added. "Or so Fawcett thought."
"He's a hero of yours," Matt wondered. "A romantic explorer chasing a dream."
"I suppose so, but more than that."
Harper stood up and tossed his napkin down on the table beside his empty plate and wine glass. He walked slowly over to look at the picture.
"When we finally opened this pyramid," he said, "when we managed to clear the plants and debris from the entranceway and force open the stone gates that stood there,"
he reached up and brushed the back of his fingers gently against the glass over the photograph,
"we found a skeleton, a human skeleton, trapped inside by a rock fall that jammed the doors closed. Someone who got here before us got into this building, but he never got out again."
"Fawcett," Robin said. Harper turned to face them, and his eyes were sad.
"DNA testing suggests that the skeleton belonged to a European. It was male. It dated from the right period. What was left of the clothing would seem to bear that out. Of course, we can never be absolutely sure, but I like to think it was him, that he succeeded at least in that part of his great treasure hunt."
He strode back to the table.
"And speaking of such things," he said, "I think perhaps now is the time for you to tell me how our own treasure hunt is going. Although, of course, it is not the treasure as such that I am interested in. It is the knowledge, the wisdom, the information that is contained in the ancient documents that Sir Robert of Lyle rescued from Constantinople all those years ago. Knowledge I can add to what I have already gleaned from other sources, so many other sources. Perhaps we can finish what Lieutenant Colonel Fawcett started."
His eyes were gleaming with enthusiasm as well as sadness now.
"I believe that when we find the treasure of St. John, we will discover the truth in those scrolls and parchments. We will know at last for certain that such an ancient people existed.